If aliens ever took over the UN and read their archives, they would surely conclude that Israel is the most evil country on planet Earth. North Korea and Pakistan would be seen as good vacation spots. Am I exaggerating? Let's take a look at some facts about the UN. There are 193 members in the UN. Less than half of them are free countries. Many of them are perpetrators of the worst crimes of our time. So how is it that while hundreds of thousands are being detained and victimized in North Korea, Christians are persecuted in Iraq, women are subjugated in Saudi Arabia, homosexuals are executed in Iran, and civilians, including thousands of children, are gassed to death in Syria? How is it that 85% of the resolutions against countries passed in the UN General Assembly are against Israel, the only real democracy in the Middle East, with equal rights, an independent judicial system, and a vibrant free press? Let's start from the beginning. In 1945, after World War II, the nations who defeated fascism established the United Nations to prevent such human devastations from ever happening again. The UN's charter called for reaffirming human rights and equal rights to all men, women, and nations. But over the years, many new states became members. Only a few were democracies. Human rights and equality were pushed to the sidelines in favor of political interests. From the get-go, Israel was at a disadvantage. Muslim and Arab member states outnumbered it and tried to isolate it by threatening Israel's allies with embargoes. And if that weren't enough, Arab, Muslim, and Third World non-aligned countries united into a powerful voting bloc with an automatic majority. Their shared goal was to discredit the U.S. and delegitimize Israel. As it has been famously noted, this voting bloc could pass a resolution that the world is flat and that Israel flattened it. The same bloc prevents actions against oppressive regimes, since many of them are oppressive regimes. Now, after understanding how the UN is structured, it shouldn't surprise you that Iran, the oppressive regime developing nuclear weapons in breach of international agreements, was appointed a member of the United Nations Nuclear Disarmament Committee. This is a country that has threatened to destroy a fellow UN member, Israel. If that isn't enough irony for you, wait. This theater of the absurd reached a climax in the UN Commission on Human Rights, which was run for decades by an overwhelming majority of non-democratic, abuse-ridden countries. In 2003, it was even chaired by Libya under Gaddafi. That's right, this righteous individual was telling us how to make the world a better place. This commission repeatedly condemned Israel, but refused to condemn systematic torture and abuse in over 80 countries, including Sudan, for the massacre of 300,000 citizens in Darfur. At this point, even the UN Secretary General realized something was fundamentally wrong. But the Human Rights Council, which replaced the commission, still includes many countries that fail to meet even the most minimal standards of a free democracy. They have placed Israel on its permanent human rights agenda. Israel, which has equal rights for all its citizens, minority rights, civil liberties, and a growing population of Jews, Christians, and Muslims. I served in the UN from 1993 to 1997 and saw firsthand the hypocrisy and cynicism of the political interests that have taken over the United Nations. I have watched dictators applauded, murder and terrorism ignored, and human rights turned into a travesty. After understanding how the UN really operates, perhaps the idea of aliens taking over doesn't sound that bad.